540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Mitchell Park Domes are getting help from the state. Governor Tony Evers says the State Building Commission has approved a $2 million grant to be used towards restoring the conservatory on Layton. Other funding efforts are being used to help cover the roughly $130 million cost of the project. The National Trust for Historic Preservation put the domes on its list of most endangered historical places in 2016. It's visited by nearly 300,000 people each year. A local author and his wife could get $575,000 from the city of Milwaukee to end a federal lawsuit over repeated police raids triggered by fake 911 calls. JS Online reports Nikki Robinson and Patrick Tomlinson say they endured nearly 2 years of swatting incidents in which Milwaukee officers showed up at their door, sometimes with guns drawn. The lawsuit contends they did that despite knowing the calls were bogus. The city admits it was aware of the harassment campaign, but denies any constitutional violations occurred. The city attorney says the settlement is a practical way to move on. The proposal now goes to the Common Council and Mayor Cavalier Johnson for final approval. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee crash that killed two Marquette University students last fall has now led to felony charges against one of the drivers. Prosecutors say a driver of a Jeep was going more than 50 miles an hour and sped up at a yellow light before the crash, which killed two lacrosse teammates riding in the back seat. Investigators also say the other driver in a pickup truck showed signs of impairment and faces separate charges. The crash happened September 5th near 27th in St. Paul. The Jeep driver, Peter McGolgan, faces two counts of homicide by negligent operation. A Milwaukee church wants to bring the community together to stand up against violence. Eastside Church of Christ has scheduled a march called Walk with Christ next month to address violence and to try to prompt change in the Brew City. Officials with the church hope to bring other community churches into the march along with community members and city leaders. The march has been planned for June 27th, walking from North Avenue to Hampton. A new project on Milwaukee's Near West Side aims to help young adults find housing, job training, and support all in one place. The $16 million development is expected to break ground in June at 12th and Cherry. Plans include about 36 apartments along with training space, a gym, and areas for community programs. Developers say the goal is to keep young people connected to jobs and stability as they start out. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and China could bring relief to Wisconsin farmers who rely heavily on exports. Under the deal, China is expected to purchase large amounts of American agricultural products over the next few years. Soybean growers say they've been selling about half as much to China due to past tariffs, and any increase would be a big help. Ginseng producers say most of their crop still goes to China, but they're also exploring new markets. Some details of the deal, including how much each product benefits, are still unclear. The Republican candidate for governor says he supports an FBI investigation into the 2020 election. Speaking at an event Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany said the probe should continue to determine if there were any problems, and if so, charges should be filed. Multiple reviews, recounts, and court rulings have already confirmed Biden's win in Wisconsin. Tiffany has previously voted to challenge election results in other states and said there were improprieties in 2020. He also says more changes are needed to improve election integrity. And a pair of Wisconsin students are heading to Washington, D.C. for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Cromrie Middle School's Arnav Vempati earned a spot in the national competition after finishing second in the Badger State Spelling Bee. He is reportedly the first student from the Middleton Cross Plains School District to take part in the event. Vempati will be joined by Ethan Robert, an eighth grader from New Berlin Eisenhower, who won March's state competition. The National Spelling Bee starts next Tuesday at DAR Constitution Hall near the White House. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
a chance for a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at Wrigley Field, game three of the Brewers and Cubs. The crew won again last night, 5-2. Jake Bowers with two hits and an RBI. Garrett Mitchell driving in a run. Bryce Turang, a two-run homer in the eighth. And the Brewers starting pitcher, Jake Mizorowski, striking out eight batters and said he was inspired by his teammates.
I saw the guys on the other side doing their job, so it was one of those things that I got to figure out my stuff and do my job on my side.
So the Brewers are now in first place, a half game ahead of Chicago, while the Cubs have now lost four in a row. What's their level of concern?
Well, we got 115 to go, and so you know, they beat us the first two games. They beat us for sure, flat out. We got to come out and try to salvage a game.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny, warmer, and not windy today. We'll get into the upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 60. Overall, headed into a really nice Memorial Day weekend. There may be a few showers, but plenty of sunshine as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.